Chapter 21, Immune System, Chapter Summary. Here's a tip. Listen to this summary after reading the chapter to help you reinforce the key concepts. Before class or your next test, you can also use the summary as a quick review. Introduction. The immune system protects against assaults on the body. External assaults include microorganisms, such as protozoans, bacteria, and viruses. Internal assaults occur when abnormal cells reproduce and form tumors that may become cancerous and spread. Organization of the immune system. The immune system is continually at work, patrolling and protecting the body. Markers or antigens are unique molecules recognized by the immune system. Self-markers are molecules on the surface of our cells that are unique to an individual, thus identifying the cell as self to the immune system. Non-self markers are molecules on the surface of foreign or abnormal cells or particles that identify the particle as non-self to the immune system. Self-tolerance is the ability of our immune system to attack abnormal or foreign cells but spare our own normal cells. Two major categories of immune mechanisms are innate immunity and adaptive immunity. Innate immunity provides a general, non-specific defense against anything that is not self. The primary cells for innate immunity are epithelial barrier cells, phagocytes such as neutrophils, macrophages, and dendritic cells, and natural killer cells. Chemicals used in innate immunity include complement and interferon. Adaptive immunity acts as a specific defense against specific threatening agents. The primary types of cells for adaptive immunity are lymphocytes called T cells and B cells. Cytokines are any of several kinds of chemicals released by cells to promote innate and adaptive immune responses, such as interleukin, interferon, leukotriene. Other chemicals, for example complement, other enzymes and histamine, also play regulatory roles in immunity. Innate immunity. Species resistance is a genetic characteristic of an organism or species to defend against pathogens. Both mechanical and chemical barriers serve as the first line of defense for the body. The internal environment of the body is protected by a barrier formed by the skin and the mucous membranes. Skin and mucous membranes provide additional immune mechanisms in the form of sebum, mucus, enzymes, and hydrochloric acid in the stomach. The second line of defense involves inflammation and fever. An inflammatory response occurs when tissue damage elicits responses to counteract injury and promote normalcy. Inflammation mediators include histamine, kinines, prostaglandins, and related compounds. Chemotactic factors are substances that attract white blood cells to the area in a process called chemotaxis. The characteristic signs of inflammation are heat, redness, pain, and swelling. Systemic inflammation occurs from a body-wide inflammatory response. A fever is an abnormally high temperature triggered by inflammation mediators. Fevers are triggered in a systemic inflammatory response syndrome and other events such as viral infections, tumors, and allergies. Pyrogens released from damaged tissue or introduced into the body promote prostaglandin production. Prostaglandins then reset the hypothalamic thermostat to a higher temperature. Aspirin and other COX inhibitors interfere with prostaglandin production. Fever is thought to increase immune function and inhibit pathogens. Phagocytosis is the ingestion and destruction of microorganisms or other small particles by phagocytes. Antigen-presenting cells are phagocytes that ingest foreign particles, isolate protein segments or peptides, and display them as antigens on their surface to trigger an immune response when recognized by a specific adaptive immune cell. Chemotaxis is a chemical attraction of cells to the source of the chemical attractant. Diapedesis is a process by which immune cells squeeze through the wall of a blood vessel to get to the site of injury or infection. Neutrophils are the most numerous phagocyte and are usually the first to arrive at site of injury and migrate out of the bloodstream during diapedesis. Neutrophils are responsible for the formation of pus. Phagocytes are macrophages, which are large phagocytic cells. Dendritic cells are a type of phagocytic antigen-presenting cell with long branches or extensions. Examples are histiocytes in connective tissue, microglia in the nervous system, and Kupffer cells in the liver. Natural killer cells are lymphocytes that kill tumor cells and cells infected by viruses. Abnormal or non-self cells will be targeted and killed if not recognized by the killer inhibiting receptor on natural killer cells when there is failure to bind to a proper major histocompatibility complex surface protein. The method of killing cells is primarily the lysing of cells by damaging their plasma membranes. Interferon is a protein synthesized and released into circulation by certain cells if invaded by viruses to signal other nearby cells to enter a protective antiviral state. Complement is a group of enzymes that produce a cascade of reactions, resulting in a variety of immune responses. Complement will lyse cells when activated by either adaptive or innate mechanisms. Cells are marked for destruction by phagocytes in a process called opsonization, which is one of a variety of immune responses. Toll-like receptors are pattern recognition receptors in the membranes of host cells. When triggered, toll-like receptors stimulate many different kinds of innate immune responses. Overview of adaptive immunity. Adaptive immunity is part of the third line of defense consisting of lymphocytes. There are two different classes of type of lymphocytes: B lymphocytes, or B cells, and T lymphocytes, or T cells. Subsets of lymphocytes are defined by the CD surface markers that the cells carry. For example, CD4 and CD8 cells. Lymphocytes flow through the bloodstream, become distributed in tissues, and return to the bloodstream in a continuous recirculation. B cell mechanisms include antibody-mediated immunity, or humoral immunity, which produces antibodies that attack pathogens. T cells attack pathogens more directly and are classified as cell-mediated immunity or cellular immunity. Lymphocytes have protein markers on their surfaces that are named using the CD system. The activation of lymphocytes requires two stimuli, a specific antigen and activating chemicals. Lymphocytes are densest where they develop: bone marrow, thymus gland, lymph nodes, and spleen. B cells and antibody-mediated immunity. B cells develop in two stages. Pre-B cells develop by a few months of age, and the second stage occurs in lymph nodes and spleen, where activation of a naive B cell occurs after it binds to a specific antigen. B cells serve as ancestors to antibody-secreting plasma cells. Antibodies are proteins or immunoglobulins secreted by activated B cells. An antibody molecule consists of two heavy and two light polypeptide chains. Each molecule has two antigen-binding sites and two complement-binding sites. Babies are born with different clones of B cells in the bone marrow, lymph nodes, and spleen. Cells of the clone synthesize a specific antibody with a sequence of amino acids in its variable region that differs from the sequence synthesized by other clones. There are five classes of antibodies: immunoglobulins M, G, A, E, and D. IgM is an antibody that naive B cells synthesize and insert into their own plasma membranes. It is the predominant class produced after initial contact with an antigen. IgG makes up 75% of antibodies in the blood and is the predominant antibody of the secondary antibody response. IgA is a major class of antibody in the mucous membranes, saliva, and tears. IgE is present in a small amount and produces harmful effects such as allergies. IgD is present in a small amount in blood. Its precise function is unknown. Antibody molecules produce antibody-mediated immunity within plasma. Antibodies resist disease first by recognizing foreign or abnormal substances. Epitopes bind to an antibody molecule's antigen-binding sites, which forms an antigen-antibody complex that may produce several effects. Complement, a component of blood plasma consisting of several protein compounds, kills foreign cells by cytolysis or apoptosis. It causes vasodilation, enhances phagocytosis, and has other functions. Complement activity can also be initiated by innate immune mechanisms. The formation by innate immunity is called the alternate pathway. Complement protein 3 is activated without antigen stimulation and produces full complement effect by binding to bacteria or viruses in presence of properdin. The primary response of B cells involves an initial encounter with a specific antigen, which triggers the formation and release of specific antibodies that reach a peak in a few days. The secondary response involves a later encounter with the same antigen and triggers a much quicker response. Memory B cells rapidly divide, producing more plasma cells and thus more antibodies. In the clonal selection theory, the body contains many diverse clones of cells, each committed by its genes to synthesize a different antibody. When an antigen enters the body, it selects the clone whose cells are synthesizing its antibody and stimulates it to proliferate and create more antibody. The clones selected by antigens consist of lymphocytes and are selected by the shape of antigen receptors on the lymphocyte's plasma membrane. T cells and cell-mediated immunity. T cells are lymphocytes that go through the thymus gland before migrating to the lymph nodes and spleen. Pre-T cells develop into thymocytes while in the thymus. Thymocytes stream into the blood and are carried to the T-dependent zones in the spleen and the lymph nodes. T cells display antigen receptors on their surface membranes that are similar to antibodies. A T cell is activated when an antigen, presented by an antigen-presenting cell, binds to its receptors, causing the T cell to divide repeatedly to form a clone of identical T cells. Cells of the clone differentiate into effector T cells and memory T cells. Effector T cells go to the site where the antigen entered, bind to antigens, and begin their attack. T cells have various functions. Cytotoxic T cells are T cells that release lymphotoxin to kill cells. Helper T cells, or TH cells, regulate the function of B cells, T cells, phagocytes, and other leukocytes. Suppressor T cells are regulatory T cells that suppress lymphocyte function, thus regulating immunity and promoting self-tolerance. T cells function to produce cell-mediated immunity and help to regulate adaptive immunity in general. Types of adaptive immunity. Innate, inborn, or inherited immunity involves the genetic mechanisms that put innate immune mechanisms in place during development in the womb. Adaptive or acquired immunity is a resistance developed after birth, of which there are two types. Natural immunity, which results from non-deliberate exposure to antigens, and artificial immunity, resulting from deliberate exposure to antigens called immunization. Natural and artificial immunity may be active or passive. In active immunity, the immune system responds to a harmful agent regardless of whether it was natural or artificial. It lasts longer than passive immunity. Passive immunity is an immunity developed in another individual that is transferred to an individual who was not previously immune. It is temporary but provides immediate protection. Summary of adaptive immunity. Adaptive immunity is specific immunity targeting specific antigens. Adaptive immunity involves two classes of lymphocyte, B cells and T cells. B cells participate in antibody-mediated humoral immunity, while T cells engage in cell-mediated cellular immunity. Adaptive immunity occurs in a series of stages. 1. Recognition of the antigen. 2. Activation of lymphocytes. 3. Effector phase or immune attack. 4. The decline of antigen causes lymphocyte death or homeostatic balance. 5. Memory cells remain for later response if needed. B cells and T cells work together in a coordinated system of adaptive immunity. The big picture, immune system in the whole body. The immune system is regulated to some degree by nervous and endocrine systems. Agents of the immune system include blood cells, skin cells, mucosal cells, brain cells, liver cells, and other types of cells and their secretions.